Mordred nodded. The newcomer found the steady blue glare of those eyes unsettling. Trey unsettling, but tried not to show it. He wondered again if coming here had been the right thing to do, but he had tracked Mia's course ever since she had kindled, and why, if not for this? It was a dangerous game, agreed. But now there were only two creatures who could unlock the door at the foot of the tower before the tower fell. Which it would, and soon. Because the writer had only days left to live in his world, and the final books of the tower, three of them, remained unwritten. In the last one that was written, in that key world, Roland's quartet had banished Cy Randy Flagg from a dream palace on an interstate highway, a palace that had looked to Eddie, Susanna, and Jake like the castle of Oz the Great and Terrible. Oz the Green King, may it do you fine. They had, in fact, almost killed that bad old bumhug Walter O'Dim, thereby providing what some would no doubt call a happy ending. But beyond page 676 of Wizard and Glass, not a word about Roland and the Dark Tower had Stephen King written. And Walter considered this the real happy ending. The people of Colobrin Sturgis, the Runt children, Mia and Mia's baby, all those things were still sleeping inchoate in the writer's subconscious. Creatures without breath pent behind an unfound door. And now, Walter judged it was too late to set them free. Damnably quick, though, King had been throughout his career, a genuinely talented writer who'd turned himself into a shoddy but rich quick sketch artist. A rhymeless Algernon Swinburne, do it please you. He couldn't get through even the first 100 pages of the remaining tale in the time he had left. Not if he wrote day and night. Too late.